You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I'm thinking of the dearest of places, way out west in the open spaces, where a little girl belongs to me. I'm dreaming of the dearest of faces, one whose charms and heavenly graces bring to me a tender memory. Lonely acres in the west call me to my humbleness. Nevermore will I care.
Matt Munisteri with Brock Mumford, it's all one word, Lonely Acres in the West, recorded in 2003 on the album Love Story. Matt Munisteri is a genius. He's an amazing songwriter, and we're not playing any of his songs, although we should. But this is one. He also is a great admirer of Willard Robeson, who wrote Lonely Acres in the West. One of the most incredible pop songs ever written, I think, just based upon the chromatic nature of the melody. But that was the first song on the album Love Story, and I love that. I've heard that recording for over 40 years, that song, I should say. And this is Matt's recording from 2003, and there's a great lineup here, too. Will Hullhauser on accordion. John Eric Kelso on trumpet. It says Pooji trumpet here. Jim Whitney on bass, Quincy Davis on drums, Matt, of course, on vocal and guitar, and he's an incredible guitarist. Works a lot with Catherine Russell, and if you can ever see him do anything, it's worth your while to do so. He often performs with John Eric Kelso at the Ear Inn in New York City, so if you can get down there, that's worth a trip. I heard that place is haunted, by the way. I read that somewhere. Yeah, they're haunted. Just like most of the rest of us. And this is Radiola, and we're not haunted by anything except occasional dread, but we try not to let that interfere with what we do here. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not a worry wart. I've had the worry wart removed. There's electrolysis for that. Pietro Diero, speaking of accordion, in 1915 on Victor. This how appropriate can you get here? Over the Waves. Thank you. Benny Kruger's Orchestra in 1925. This might even be one of their early electrics, although it doesn't sound very electric. Their acoustics at that point sounded even better. It took them a while to get the hang of the electric recording system. But this was a Yes Sir, That's My Baby. So I'm putting it in the acoustic category because it sounds terribly acoustic to me. Before that, I think this thing was recorded at a 45-degree angle, one of those weird ones by Emerson. And I got the best sound I could out of it. However, there is some noise at the beginning. You heard that, and no apologies for that. That's Louisiana Five, early jazz group, 1919, the Dixie Blues. And we did what we could with that. But there's great music on there, so we're not going to discard that. The previous one was Pietro D'Aero, who he and his brother were accordion stars of the day, Over the Waves. And there's a little crack in there. We did what we could, too, with that. 1915. I'll try to find that record should be incredibly common, by the way. I probably have six copies of it up in the record room. Yes, and this is Radiola, and we have six copies of a lot of things. We could tile our roof with Palestina by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, although we prefer not to. It's not that durable. And I'm Andy Senior, and I treat my records better than that, much better. Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra. That's Paul Gibbons on the vocal. This is from Jim Bedoyan's label, Take Two, the Earl Burnett CD, which of course was another thing that was long overdue, and this was well worth. And this of course is right in the season. You know, if the wind doesn't get you, the windbags might. And I'm trying not to be one of them, but Little White Lies, and you hear from all over.
shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. A beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach your window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door, a cottage for sale.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, 1929 off of an RCA reissue, 78. Plain dirt. And that's as long as it's plain, you don't want anything else in there. The Oceanic Dance Orchestra, a Grey Gull studio band. I think the vocalist on there is, it sounds like Bill Cody. It's certainly, or Art Jarrett, one of those two. They were arm wrestling for that job, no doubt. 1930, because things were tough. A Cottage for Sale. Yes, and that's, you know who wrote that. Yes, we've been playing his stuff all day. Wally Robeson wrote that. It was probably his most popular song, but not necessarily his best one. We often play his best one on this show. Earl Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Orchestra, Paul Gibbons on the vocal, Little White Lies, and there's so many, I can't even begin. If you start from the position of not believing anything, you might be further off than otherwise. 1930, this is Radiola, and yes, we're not quite nihilists. We're sort of we're skeptics, but not nihilists. We believe we exist. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm whatever happens, I'm in deep trouble. Wallace Jones on Champion. I think this is the other side of the one we played in the first hour, but it's not the same artist or even the same notion. Wallace Jones, he sounds very Welsh, by the way. Sing a Little Love Song, 1929.
Right most any wrong, it can cheer us when we're broken hearted. But the greatest song we sing is a love song that can bring someone near us even though we're parted. Sing a little love song when the skies are gray. Any little love song drives the clouds away. As an inspiration, watch the birds above. You'll find consolation in their song of love. What good are riches and gold when love is through? We know from stories of old just what a song can do. Sing a little love song, sorrow will depart. Keep a little love song ringing in your heart. Sing a little love song when the skies are gray. Any little love song drives the clouds away. As an inspiration, watch the birds above. You'll find consolation in their song of love. What good are riches and gold when love is through? We know from stories of old just what a song can do. Sing a little love song, sorrow will depart. Keep a little love song ringing in your heart. I
do see that evening sun go down. I do see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby's done gone and left this town. Feeling my getaway. St. Louis woman with a diamond ring pulls me around by her apron strings. Now if it wasn't for powder and for snowball hair, the one I love wouldn't have gone so far from here. I've got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as a man can be. Now that gal's got a heart like a rock cast down in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. Just like an old Kentucky colonel loves his rock and ride. And I love my baby until the day I die.
can't forget the day you saw by all the stars above you that I was yours and you were mine. You said you'd always love me. You're part of my heart. You know that it's true. Whenever you start, whatever you do, I'm following you. That's all.
Annette Hanshaw, and you cannot possibly object to that under any circumstances. That was from the movie It's a Great Life with the Duncan sisters, and they did that song a lot in there. I like Annette's version. I think she sounds better than either Duncan sister, although they were very talented. I'm following you. Yes, I am. I'm not on Facebook or on Twitter, whatever. You can follow me if you want, but keep a respectful. You may want to keep a respectful distance just in case I stop quickly. Gene Austin, the St. Louis Blues. We played that about a year ago, a different dubbing. That's from the Bluebird issue from the mid-30s, but that was recorded in 1928. Yes, and very, very nice recording of that. Wallace Jones, Sing a Little Love Song, 1929, and that should cheer you up. He doesn't sound very cheerful, but maybe he has his own topical depression to deal with. This is Radiola, and it's a topical depression, not to be taken internally, of course. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just doing what I can to bring it to you. A Brunswick reissue from 1930. Mary Lou Williams, amazing as always, and you will agree to that, I know, on her piano. 1930, Drag 'em. Thank you.
Thank you.
Horace Henderson and his orchestra. That's Happy Feet, 1933. And, yes, well, yes, you need your hat. Something. I don't know if my feet are happy, but they're not complaining. I think as long as they're not bothering me, I'm not bothering them. How's that? We leave each other alone, and we like it that way. That had, of course, Red Allen on trumpet, Coleman Hawkins. That was a great band, and under the direction of Horace Henderson, who was on piano there. Nice sides there from reissued on Decca. I don't know how they wound up with the OK Masters, but there was a lot of strangeness going on with the rights in those days. Jimmy Dorsey on Columbia. That was, I think, originally also on OK. Oodles of Noodles, 1932. Make sure you have plenty of that in the house, by the way, if there's a problem. You can always throw that on the stove if you have a gas stove, and you can eat that, and it won't make you any healthier, but it'll keep you alive for a few days. Mary Lou Williams, Drag'em, 1930. This is Radiola, and we recommend you have all the basic retro amenities on hand. And if you have a battery-powered MP3 player, you might be able to download this show beforehand and ride it out. So I don't know. I'm not sure whether I should publish early or just let it take its course. But it will be up there and available. So that's why we're doing this way early in the week. And chances are it will not have been an event that causes any further remark, other than the few that we're ready to make here. Ginny Sims on Take Two. This was a Jim Bedoyan release. This is somewhat late for us. In fact, both these recordings are, and somewhat modern, but the song itself was from the 30s. And Ginny Sims, of course, was a remarkable vocalist, and these are wonderful selections, so we highly endorse this. If you want things a little later than you hear on this show, this is on the Take Two label. That's Take Two TT430 CD. This is Stormy Weather from Favorite Songs from 1940s Radio Shows, Ginny Sims.
My man and I it's your body brown. But gosh, ain't I the lucky one, 'cause I stay brown all year round. And if you wanna make the grade, you gotta get yourself a groovy shade. But that don't ever bring me down, 'cause I stay brown all year round. You're spending so much precious time scorching in the sun, while I stay home sipping wine and digging old Basie's band. You'll just have to suffer mine if you wanna get yourself a tan. But everybody in this town knows that I stay brown all year round. Where you gone? All dressed up in your new beach robe and bathing trunks, suntan oil, man. Going down the beach and get yourself a groovy tan, old man. Cover up some of that nightclub green, man. I stay green all year round. Well, look at here, what you know, Bigfoot? Where you gone, man? Oh, just got back from the record store, man. Gonna cut up to my pad and play me some records, you know. Yeah, well, maybe I better go and get my tan tomorrow sometime. Get on, oh, Bigfoot, let's have a ball, yeah? Yeah, man, got to do it. Good deal, my dear. You spend so much precious time scorching in the sand, while I stay home sipping wine and digging old Basie's band. You'll just have to suffer mine if you wanna get yourself a tan. But everybody in this town knows that I stay brown all year round. Oh man, it's so groovy, you know.
Harry the Hipster Gibson, I Stay Brown All Year Round, 1945 on Musicraft. The other side of that we've played before, which is the famous Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. But that's, I rather like that. Yeah, so people are trying to, you know, get in the sun, and they have done so, but I just hope we... I'm just trying to maintain flesh tone here. That's all I'm doing. If I can, if I don't get phosphorescent, I'm fine. Jenny Sims, Stormy Weather, from the mid-40s somewhere. I'm not even sure what show this is from, but she was all over the place in those days, making as a soloist. Originally worked with Kay Kaiser, yes. But that's wonderful song. Stormy Weather, and certainly appropriate. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to thank you for riding this one out with us. And we have candles and beverages, and we can certainly provide music through other whatever format to whatever we'll come out of this the other side. And once you've gone through those troubled waters, you won't feel any topical or tropical depression. We're just heading there nicely. But we're going to finish up with the Victor Solan Orchestra. Lovely song, and I play this a lot, but I have no possible apology for that, because it's just beautiful stuff. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. So find shelter, won't you? 1927.